We got Buffalo's own Ani, Sports Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, Life 365, iHeartRadio joining me for here for the show today. How's it going? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of
Happy
course.
Saturday.
Yeah, happy Saturday. It's good to be doing this on a Saturday. I know usually I do it through the weekdays and stuff like that, but it's different to be doing it on the weekends. It's different.
It's a
Yeah,
little
exactly.
Definitely my
Yeah,
vibe.
and shout out to Wednesday too for getting us connected. I know you got something planned with her
Yes.
upcoming, I heard.
Yes, May 1st. Big shout out to Wednesday. She has been really a godsend. That's my girl.
Yeah.
I
How did you meet Wednesday?
love her. We met years ago, but we just started connecting over social media, like on personally. She's like, I like what you're doing and I love what she's doing. And we like, let's do it together. Let's
Yeah.
work together.
But you got the new song out, Self Reflection, out there on all platforms now. What was kind of
Yes.
the message that you wanted to send in that? Because obviously you've been going through something spiritually. So what's something that you kind of discovered about yourself in the reflection time that made you write this song?
So I actually wrote Self-Reflection a month before I filed for divorce.
Wow.
And as I was replaying some of the things that I'd been through and thinking about what got me to that point, I just took a minute to realize that a lot of things that happened, a lot of the traumatic things that happened that caused me to leave could have been avoided had I loved me first. And so as I went through everything, I'm like, if I had have felt that way back then, how I feel about me now, I wouldn't have dealt with that. And so that song was just me saying, like, yeah, I apologize that I didn't value me enough. So it was kind of a letter to myself and a letter to anybody I loved, that had me in a broken place.
This is deep because when I look at it, I mean, there's a lot of women out there now. I've noticed it. They're in their whole self-reflection stage. And do you think that's really true to where you have to love yourself before you can love somebody else? Is that, you think that's a
Oh my
big thing?
goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, it's so cliche. And I think about 19-year-old me who would have been like, what? I totally believed that if you just poured everything into someone else, that that was what we were created to do. I was raised to be that type of woman. But there were so many things that I lost myself in or didn't even know about myself because I was too focused on loving someone. And so I do think you are really, really incapable for real of loving someone until you can give yourself that back. And so that one lyric where I say, till you do right by me, everything you think about is going to crumble. When I look at myself, I'm doing that to me. So everything I think about is going to fall apart until I do right by myself.
No, that's interesting because when I look at it, loving yourself, me, it's just doing what you love. Like me, I love doing my shows and stuff like that and being in entertainment. But when you really think about it, is it buying stuff for yourself? Is it kind of just changing up your diet, exercising? Like it's weird
Oh,
to
goodness.
because
Yes.
you can exercise and do all this stuff. Listen, all these muscle buffs out there, they all really think that they're hot shit, okay? But then at the end of the day, you're all muscled up, but you're still unhappy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it comes down to why you're doing it.
Yeah.
So, like, if you love yourself, I found out a part of this has been a whole journey, physical, mental, and spiritual. I loved myself enough to go to the doctor, to figure out why I was in pain. But where before, I would be focused on my family. There was a time in my life where I was taking my grandfather to chemo. I was keeping up with everybody else's appointments and things, but I was like feeling my body wasn't okay. And I just kept ignoring it because I was pouring into somebody else. So even loving myself to be like, you know what? I'm gonna schedule an appointment. I'm gonna tell the truth about like all of my symptoms. And then I'm gonna love myself enough to like get the, I found out I had celiac disease,
Oh, man.
which I can't have gluten. I can't eat
Yeah.
bread. And it was a part of my daily diet. But had I not loved myself enough to go see what was wrong, because your body will tell you. And so I think loving yourself is just paying attention to your body. When you're around certain people, who in your body's like, ugh, or you're like, why do I gotta do this? It's like honoring yourself to be like, I'm gonna sit this one out, regardless if someone else doesn't feel good about it. So I think it's whatever you feel comfortable with. It's getting to, and we won't know all the time. Like, I can't say that I know everything about myself, but it's that loving yourself enough to like take a day where, even if it's just sitting in the house, like journal, what do I like? How do I like my steak cooked? What is the ideal date for me? Or like, what would I love? You know, like really dating yourself, kind of getting to know yourself.
Is that how toxic relationships are now that we got to date ourselves? Is
Right,
that
just so that we know.
it
We might have to have a conference with ourselves, like, okay, here are all the red flags. Do you hear me? Do you understand? Gotta pep talk yourself.
Oh my God. But this song too, now you realize, is this the realization for you to really dive in fully into the music now? Is that, 'cause I know you have the Catharsis Volume 1 out, you got that out, you
Yeah.
got the new song out, but now is it kind of just a realization for you where I'm just going to go full force into the music?
Oh, definitely. And it being more open. So I found a note from last year that I wrote to myself, and it said something along the lines of, Catharsis Volume 1 was more prophetic than I could have imagined. Because although it was cathartic, I wrote and sang about things that I felt were safe for the life I was living, but I wasn't completely honest. And so now this is like, I'm ready now to have a real catharsis and to talk about what's really happening. And I feel like that's probably why a lot of more people resonate with this because it's honest. So, yeah.
Do you think that's something that music lacks, lacks today is honesty?
I do. And I don't think it's all the artist's fault. I think everybody's trying to get into the algorithm, and a lot of music is talking about what you think people want to hear you talk about. But life be life, and sometimes people just need to hear, like, okay, it's okay to not be okay. And okay, I can come out of that. And yeah, so I think music does a little bit. But I think we're getting back to that, though. I think more artists are being more comfortable, and that is refreshing.
I think R&B is in a good place. Hip hop, not so much. I mean, it's just we know what's going on there. But R&B is in a great place.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree
I mean,
with the
hey,
R&B
at least
great place.
you got great art hip hop artists in Buffalo. It with the
Oh,
Griselda guys. Yeah, though that's real.
man.
That's where that's how all hip hop should sound. Sorry, but that's how it was in the 90s. So
It was honest. It
yeah.
was real. This is what we're really about. And we're just talking about our life, and it's not for clout. And if you like it, you like it. And if you hate it, you hate it. But
Yeah.
we just gonna keep doing us. And that's that Buffalo. I just feel like there's so many amazing artists in Buffalo. Like, yeah, we're
And
born there. I
you're
got
one
my
of them.
Bison shirt on, proud
Yeah, I
Buffalo
see that right
shirt
there. And you're one of them too. So what are the struggles of coming out of Buffalo? Because you do have a big music scene there. You got Brian McKnight's from there. People may not know that. You got Rick James. You got some big time artists from there. So what are the struggles of trying to make it out of Buffalo? Because I mean, even though it's upstate New York, it's still New York.
You know, and then we get the New York. I can't tell you how many labels where they're from New York, or their A&R are like, so where are you from? And I'm like, so you from New York? And I'm like, well, I'm from Buffalo. They're like, don't say that. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna say that. I'm never not gonna say that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be. So they're like, don't be proud of that, you know? And I'm like, no, I'm proud. So getting that respect, that, you know, it's like you gotta really, really, really prove yourself. And even in the scene there, I would say that I've done more musically in Buffalo since I left Buffalo and moved to Georgia than I did when I lived there. So it's kind of getting that respect from your peers and from the outside.
What prompted
That's
you to move to
hard.
Atlanta?
So I'm not in Atlanta, but I'm close enough.
You're in Georgia though, right? Yeah.
But yeah. So a lot of things, just kind of trying to separate myself from the life that I had before, and also a better life for my kids. I was paying for private school. If
Oh,
you're from
okay,
Buffalo,
yeah.
you know. And also exposure. I've done way more in this small amount of time. I've been here, it'll be a year soon. In July, it'll be a year. And so I've done so much more musically here. It just was more feasible for my career and what I wanted to do. Buffalo is kind of blue collar, and that's another struggle. It's kind of like an artist is like, well, is that your profession or what else? It's not really accepted.
You mentioned sending your kids to private school. What is it about private school you think is beneficial? Because I went to private school. Me, I think, I mean, do you really think the education is better than public? Do you think it's,
I'm
I
gonna
mean,
be
it's so
honest about
difficult.
Buffalo Public Schools. I didn't want to send my black kids there. And that like and if you're from Buffalo, you know, it wasn't safe for them. And then
Okay.
the person that I was married to as well, we had teachers saying, like, you think you're not gonna get in trouble because of who, you know, your mom is married to. And it was a lot, it's very political,
Wow.
very hard to fire a teacher. I can talk about it now because I'm away from it. I could never have said this and my children were still in that school system because they would have been punished. So yeah, that's why.
Wait, this is public school that they're punishing kids
This
like
is,
this?
oh my goodness. I had a principal tell my son, tell me in front of the person I was married to, who was an elected official at the time, like, yeah, they're gunning for your kid, you know, because, you know, they think that he thinks he's, you know, better because you're his dad or whatever. And so we're gonna slow walk it. You know, they were asking, like, did you still have your birthday party after you got in trouble? Like, it was wild, wild, wild. So I did pay. I worked and I paid private school for both of my sons alone. And then so moving here, it was just like I based my whole the neighborhood and everything around the school district for them. And then I can still drive and do what I need to do in Atlanta.
Wow. No, that's big. Congratulations on that.
Thank
Major
you.
props, because that's big,
Thank
being able to
you.
do that. And, you know, a lot of times, because my mother did the same thing. She didn't want me to go to public school. She wanted me away from the crowd. She was like, I know you're going to get in mixed in with the wrong crowd. And I kind of still was outside of school. I still was hanging out with who I wanted to hang out with. Inside the school, I didn't fit in, but you do get a better education and you kind of realize that it'll put you on the right path in life.
And those connections that you make
Yeah.
there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I have any connections from my being in high school and middle school, private school wise, but college, I would say yes, but high school and middle school, no. Those are all
No.
no.
Were you just mad that you had to be there?
Yeah, I was mad. I hated it. I hated the uniforms. I hated all of it. I hated the kids. I hated all the students. I hate them.
You sound like my youngest son. He was just like,
Yeah,
this is
see? Yeah, it's miserable. Like it, people don't realize it's like a light prison sentence.
I agree
Yeah.
wholeheartedly. Let me tell you, if I was a billionaire, my kids would not do this crap.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're doing it because we have to. It's legally I have to, but do I? Yeah, I
It's kind of interesting when we look at your story, because you were always poetic, but you kind of didn't record your first song until you recorded Destiny. So that, and that was for your wedding, I heard.
Yes. And that I got the beat. I made that in like an hour. I wrote it in like an hour, and that song was amazing. Shout out to Kevin Swift, who produced a Buffalo producer, and that was amazing. That was an honest song. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about
Yeah.
that. Definitely a wedding song. Use it use it for
And
y'all wedding.
you have your own music group now. So are you looking to just keep building this up, or is signing a deal something that you want? Because everyone always says we're in the independent era right now, stay independent. But are you kind of looking for a deal, or you just want to build up your own label?
I would love to build my own label, but I wouldn't turn down signing. If I was able to be true and if it was
Yeah.
feasible, I could feed my family. Of course, I'm gonna take the
Absolutely. Yeah. It takes too long, because people always say, well, if you wait 20 years, we don't know what's going to happen in 20
deal.
years.
Right. If
Exactly. You can die next week. You know, you never know. Like, you know how, especially after COVID and the pandemic and everything that we've been through, it, you don't know. Nothing's guaranteed. So if someone gave me the right deal, and I feel as though it could feed my family until I die, and then it could help them out later when I'm gone still, why not?
And I feel like it's just important to me to be able to stay who I am. And to be honest, if I can do that, sign me up. Shameless plug.
Yeah.
If you're
But when we look at the songs too, We Will Breathe, that was a important song too with the George Floyd incident. What kind of made it take this long for you to write that song? What was the reason? Because George Floyd, because you had so many people, you know, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, you had so many people. Because I've been saying that ever since before George Floyd happened. You know, it's like when the white people woke up and finally saw, oh wow, there's actually police brutality, even though it's been going on forever. What made you write it for this incident instead of like one of the ones with Alton Sterling and Pryor?
My son was taller than me. And we went on our first, like a little while before that, first time in the airport, and they separate him from me and they pat him down, and I'm like, this could be. It was an enraged, I can't even explain, and I'm getting chills talking about it. I was so enraged and so afraid and so many things that I couldn't explain. And the only thing I could do was spit it out. The best way that I could. That's what came out. I literally went into my writing space and I found this perfect beat. I went on YouTube and I don't even know what I searched. To find it. And then I just played it and I just started singing, and that's what came out.
How is, when you look at it, how was like the police brutality in Buffalo where it used to be? Was it bad?
It was awful. My bonus dad, his brother got his jaw broken. I remember being a little girl. And from by a police officer, and I remember it was just this big, huge thing, and it was constant and consistent. And then we had Carrie O'Horn, saved a black man's life from being from you know, and she got fired, and then her colleague got you know his kids got to eat. She ended up having to drive Uber, doing little odd things, and she lost her livelihood. By being an honest police officer. And so I wrote a song about that as well. But yeah, it was bad. So it wasn't so far away where, you know, it's happening in other places. So I kind of don't feel it. It was like, it has happened here, it's happening here, it's happening everywhere. And it could be me or my mother or my brother or my son.
And they twist a lot of things too, because I think there's some law now when they pull you over, they tell you, I heard they changed the law, they tell you why they're pulling you over, where before they'd be like, you know why I pulled you over? Yeah. So, I mean, I've never been pulled over, but I've had my instances and run into a cops. I don't like them. Sorry. So now they'll just force feed you the bullshit. And it could be a lie and it's nothing, but then you're fighting against the badge. It's
And you
difficult to
don't
fight.
win. I mean, yeah, like it's and it's I feel like there's been so many examples where it's like, and don't do that. So, yeah, it's frustrating, but that song and writing that's been my catharsis. Because what do I do with this rage? I can't be there. The life that I was in before, it's like I couldn't just fly, and I wanted to burn it down. I wanted to be like, you know. So what do I do? And I just spilled it out.
Yeah, no, and that's important. We need more voices out there speaking out about what's really going on. And I know Little Baby did it too during the whole time with George Floyd. And props to him. A lot of them weren't doing it. You know, these guys like Drake, they need to get on it and start being on a more conscious wave. You know, I mean, you're a hip hop artist. You should be a little bit outspoken, but some people don't want to lose their audience and they just are all in it for the money. It's a shame. You got to speak the truth sometimes, you know, and he has the power to make changes and dictate things because of how huge he is, but he wants to go dance around with Sexy Red and streamers, but that's a whole other discussion. Well, but now with this whole self-reflection song, is this kind of how you're going to gear the album? Is this going to be like a whole spiritual journey? Is that what's going to come after
Definitely
this
want to
song?
take the listeners on a journey. Definitely want to provoke the listener to think about themselves, to come out of it like, damn, I'm great. And I love me. And I feel like if the world can get to that kind of self-reflective, worrying about ourselves, not self-centered, but just like, am I okay? Then I can be a better human to the rest of the world. And so that's what I'm just pouring out love and showing how I loved myself. I'm not telling you how to heal, but here are some things that I'm doing, and hopefully you can catch the wave and like feel some good vibes too.
Yeah.
And chill vibes, good meditation music.
Who are you looking to collaborate with? Because I mean, you're in the Georgia scene now, so are you trying to make those connections to collaborate with some artists? Or you kind of just focus in into yourself. It always goes back to your self-love now.
Yeah, right now I'm just building me. I'm actually, I won a performance. I won a cash prize a
Oh, that's
couple weeks
big.
ago.
Congrats. Yeah.
Thank you at the Trap Cafe at TI's place.
Oh,
And
wow.
so it's 2 more weeks or 1 more week. And then there's 4 of us, we're going to perform and compete for a collab with Lil Baby. And so definitely trying to bag
Yeah.
that. And do that, do maybe a little Rich Off Pain remix.
Yeah.
But right now, other than that, and I would love to collab, but I think I feel like I have to have a little bit more to prove before I ask an artist to
Really?
collab.
What do you think you have to prove?
Maybe not to prove, maybe that was the wrong word, but I feel like I should. Everything that I have to say is about me. And I don't know. That I don't know. I just feel like I'm not ready. Maybe I'm not ready. Yes. I'm not ready yet. I feel like I have more to put out before I do a collab.
No, I like that. That's honest. I appreciate that. Most people, they're so big on the clout that they want these features right away, and it's sad because a lot of them sometimes do get these features, and they, I'll say it, they don't deserve it. And they get completely bodied on their own song. We only know them for the
Yeah.
feature, right? But that's not to say that that's what would happen to you because you're very talented. I'm saying it for people like,
Yeah.
okay, I'll give you an example, Blockboy JB. Like, really? We don't remember you. We know you for Drake's verse on there. It's I'm just throwing out an example there. I know I
No,
throw shots, but it's honest shots.
I
Yeah.
agree. Never
But
scared.
no, it's but that's the example I'm trying to
Yeah.
help not only just you out with, but other artists like and that you're so honest with is that I think a lot of times people are so clout chasing that they don't even develop themselves to the point where they say, I'm ready for this and I can compete with them.
Yeah, and it's also like I'm trying to make a song that's gonna be like in 20 years, somebody's like, oh, I remember this old Ani joint, or like, let me put this on, or this is a classic. I'm not interested in like that bop, which is great. And if it happens, like I'm cool. I can make those. Like I feel like I write so fast, or I write so much that I can just make another one. I can make another one. But my focus is just putting out good stuff that's gonna heal people, that's gonna show love to people. That's where I'm at.
And you brought up an interesting point there. Where's that auntie track? Where's that song where you remember this track? We don't get those anymore.
Yeah.
I think SZA did it with Snooze. I think that song's gonna you're gonna look
Yeah.
back on that song in years and be like, yeah, that was classic for its time, and it's always gonna live on. It's rare when you get that though now. It's not. I don't know. I think it's social media that shifted everything. Ever since social
Oh.
media, it's like you don't have those timeless hits anymore. And I think it's because we're so caught up in moving with our attention spans where people even tell me they're like, I can't even listen to full songs. I listen to like 30 seconds and gotta go. They can't even, yeah. I've heard that.
Oh.
That's how my generation is. They only listen to like 20 second clips on TikTok and they're like, yeah,
Yeah.
well, I didn't hear the whole song. And even if I turn it on, I gotta go to the next one.
That yeah, I don't want to be that song.
Yeah, I
Like
know.
that's why I want my words. I'm big on lyrics. I love
100%.
that. I never want the beat to overpower so much. And I think that comes across in kind of like the calmness of most of my music, because I need you to hear what I'm saying. And so that's why I'm like, no, listen, listen. And someone, when I the competition that I won, she a woman walked up to me. She's like, I'm gonna be honest, I did not hear the words at first. No, I'm sorry. This was a guy. This was a man, a grown man, hip hop artist. He's like, I ain't hear the song at first. But then when you won and then you did it again, I heard the words and like, that's dope. And I'm like, thank you. Or when people say, like, your lyrics speak to me, it's like, that's the bigger compliment to me
Yeah.
than like, oh, that was a bop, which is nice. I love them. I love them all. But when someone compliments what I said, you heard me, you heard my heart. That's a love language.
Yeah, no, that's big. And that's something that you notice too, even with your music, is that where people coming up to you kind of just like that, and you know, other situations too, that you kind of impacted their life with their with your music.
I've gotten so many countless inboxes or messages on Facebook of like, your music helped me, or your music made me less depressed, or your, you know, especially this last self-reflection, like, oh, it's not just me. And that's a feeling that never gets old. I don't care how old the song is, when someone says that my music resonated with them in a way that was transformative, or in a way that just made them feel good for that moment, like, oh, this feels good. Like, I want my music to feel good. So when people say that, it's like, ah, yes.
No, that's important, and it's big to have an impact on other people's lives, and that's how you know you're going to be a powerful artist out there and making moves.
Thank
And
you.
you know, it's going to trans it's already transcended people, so as more as you grow, you're going to see it happen for more people. And we're going to manifest this little baby feature. I want to see that happen for you. But
Go ahead. Oh, come on. I'm gonna shout you right out.
yeah, who's
Now
Who are some rappers that you want to work with? Because we always talk about R&B singers, but who are some rappers, but you know, Little Baby, we're manifesting that, but who are
gotta
some rappers that interest you want to work with?
the rhyme. Number one, Love the Genius. Like, a collab with her. I want, like, yeah, she's one of my
Yeah,
favorites.
Buffalo,
So I'm
yeah.
gonna start with her. Yes, I'm gonna start in Buffalo. Conway the Machine,
Yeah.
Benny, like, those will be the ultimate. Like, I will, oh my gosh. Other than that, if I could collab with, oh my gosh, this is hard. Because everybody I say, I think of somebody else that's like,
Yeah.
you better not, you better not. I'm just gonna leave it at Buffalo. I'm gonna leave
Buffalo.
it at Buffalo. I'm gonna leave it at Buffalo because my faves
Yeah. Oh, Kendrick, J. Cole, and they're
don't want to.
you want
I
me
don't.
to do people want the Mad Max opinion on the beef right now? I don't want to ruin your interview. I wouldn't want to do. I just think they're all in like a stage where it's time for the next crowd of MCs to come about. Like, I'm just gonna say it. Like, we've been saying Kendrick, Drake, and J. Cole for so long now. This isn't Jay-Z and Nas, where it's like, yeah, I want to hear them every day. Drake, J. Cole, and you know, Kendrick. I just feel like their time is, it's time to let to pass the mic on to other people. I think Benny and Conway are right there. You know, I think that they're the next ones. I just
Enough for everybody.
I'm just Kendrick, I haven't been a fan of his album since To Pimp a Butterfly. J. Cole,
Really?
I think he's the best lyrically wise out of the three. I don't like when he does his mainstream things. I feel as though he doesn't have to do that. Like when he got on that song with Benny, I thought that was perfect. And Drake is just,
That was a perfect song.
yeah, that was. Drake
Yeah.
is just,
That's another thing with Griselda, the musicianship,
yeah.
like the instruments, I'm sorry, on a tangent, but like that's another thing that I like about them is you're gonna get the whole thing. You're gonna get the lyrics, you're gonna get different styles, and you're gonna get the strings. You're gonna hear some stuff that you ain't never heard. Even the ad libs. So, but shout out to Buffalo and Griselda.
Do, 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 do. West Side Gun and all the ad libs. It's innovative. It's different. And yeah, I mean with Drake, because I told you how I felt about Kendrick and J. Cole. Drake is just, he's a meme at this point. I just feel like he's after Nothing Was the Same, Nothing Was the Same. I always say it. And you know, I just think, and it's so difficult for me because I'm so rooted in the 90s. I love the 90s with Biggie, Tupac, and these legends that came out of there. They're just, they can't, as great as they are, they can't touch Nas, Jay-Z, Biggie, and Pac and DMX. Sorry.
I think what
Bring
the
their own
definition of
stuff.
hip
I
hop
get it.
is for, like, I feel like it's the ones who are rooted in like what hip hop was and how it started and are like, this is what hip hop should be. And then you have people who are like, okay, we got some hip hop, we're gonna throw some stank on it. And it's like, no. So I think that's where the battle comes, where not even the battle, it's just like, no, that's not hip hop. And I think too that happens sometimes in R&B where it's like, I loved you when you was for real, Jodeci, you know what I'm saying? Monica, but now you doing this other stuff. So I think honestly, and that's another thing I struggle with when releasing music, because you have to pick a category. And it's like, I don't wanna,
Yeah.
because I might rap on a song, but I don't think I'm a rapper. And I don't want them to be like, oh, you suck as a rapper. But I'm like, I'm not a
Oh.
rapper. Not, yeah. So I think that's another thing. When you're an artist, it's so hard because our brains are not one thing.
No.
And so if we got this song and it's not hip hop, and it's like, but I only hear me rapping it, or if it's I got this song and it may not be R&B, but like this is what I feel, or I heard it in my dream. It's so hard to back away from that, and that I think that like the sad artist thing comes out when you can't when you're we hate commit like we hate to be stuck in a space. I
Yeah.
think is that me trying to like save them all, like I love you all.
Yeah.
Having unbiased opinion.
Yeah, no, I and it's difficult because when you see these like Drake and Kendrick and J. Cole, when they, I mean, and J. Cole, like I said, I still think he's maintained it. I think Kendrick got back to it on Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. But Dre, he's completely lost it. It's a clown show. But I mean, when we look at a lot of them, they switch up to stay relevant and they change just to do whatever's trendy. And that's the perfect example of what Drake does. And I just think as an artist, you shouldn't do anything that conflicts with what your views are and just how you came into the game. You know, it's
And
okay to
that's the
evolve,
scary
but
part of being a part of a label. Like, I think
yeah.
that's what scares the heck out of independent artists and what scares me.
Yeah.
It's like, am I gonna have to? Because once you're under that contract, or once you gotta put out, so I might have to do a little jig. Like, I don't wanna do that.
Exactly.
I just wanna write, and I don't wanna be held. So, yeah, I think that's what scares us about being a part of a label.
Yeah, and I've heard tons of stories about we all have. I've heard tons of stories about artists who go into these deals, they're thinking that they're signing it based doing what like you want to do, what they want to do, and then they say they flip it. No, you're gonna do it this way. And it's crazy. And some of these artists like Drake, they should be going independent. They're so big, it's like go independent and just you know, you saw Taylor Swift do it. She did a lot of work. She had to put her albums out again and get her fans to rebuy them, but I mean, if you're that big of a name, you should be able to do it and try it. You know, if it's bothering you, but then you have sellouts and they're doing a lot for the money, then I get people have to feed their families as well. But, you know, you don't want to do anything that contradicts with what you feel is right.
That's my thing, and
Yeah.
I've changed my entire life. I crossed several state lines.
Yeah.
I changed my scenery, and I changed myself and my surroundings based on that. I can't do anything that I don't believe in. I can't pretend to agree with things that I don't believe in. And I have to tell the truth. I gotta be truthful, and I have to be true to myself, because that's, again, loyalty to myself. If I'm not loyal to me, I can't expect anybody to be loyal to me. If I'm not true to me, I can't expect anybody to be true to me. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's big. What's on the way? What's your next moves here? I know you got that performance for the little baby feature. What else you have on the way? You're working on the album now. What's some other things
I
you
am.
got
So
coming
I
up?
have a song, Self Care. And that'll be out April 2nd.
Okay.
And that song is basically, I wrote it at a time where I wasn't, I, it's, I want to feel safe in my body. I want to feel safe in my mind. It's a kind of mellow, meditative. And I wrote it at a place where I wasn't safe, in any aspect. And then I kind of let it go. And then after I did everything that I needed to do, I changed my life. I came back to the song. Wrote the second verse, and the second verse talks about how I feel safe and what I did to feel safe. And yeah, I recorded it, and it'll be out. Self Care will be out April 2nd.
April 2nd, you got it here first. Is there anything else you'd love to let your fans know? Anything else that we didn't cover here today?
Man, we went pretty far.
Yeah.
But follow me on social media. I'm Monique Patrice on Facebook. And I do introvert parties, so I go live. The viewers request a song, and we dance and vibe out. It's so fun. It's like a little family reunion. And I'm Oni underscore the pen on Instagram. Oni underscore THEPEN.
And where does Ani come from? What's that meaning?
Ani is the exact middle of my name.
Wow,
So
okay.
Monique, so the heart of my name.
Yeah.
And it means wanted and
Wanted.
born on sacred ground. I didn't know that at first. I just took the middle of my name, and name and said Ani. Yes.
Yeah, no. And Ani, you're always welcome back on the show anytime that you have
Thank
something that you want to
you.
promote. An
I
album,
appreciate
anything, a
that.
song. Yeah, of course. Anytime. You know,
This was
it was an honor
dope.
having you here today. And being honest, I think that's something that today's society lacks is people being honest. It's all behind a screen and trying to be something you're not. And that's what we need more of today is honesty. And shout out to Wednesday again, too. Shout out to her
Shout
for
out, big shout out to Wednesday and everything Wednesday Media Group.
Yeah. Shout out to her. And until the
Yes.
next time, Ani, all right.
All right,
I'm
thank you.
manifesting that feature for you, little baby. It's gonna
Yes,
happen.
live. I'm shout out DJ Mad Max. Let's
Yeah.
go be in the
All right. All right, Ani. Enjoy the
you
rest of your day,
later.
all right?
You too. Happy
Yeah.
Saturday.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.